Yesterday we discussed the kiyum of being meitzer v'doig al churban abayis. Today we are starting. We are up to page 10. We're in the bottom of page 9. We're starting with the sif hey. But before we start the sif hey, just going back to the din once again of al naros bavel and shiram al. So there's a lot to talk about based on this mishnah brura. I want to say it. I want to not say it once again. Any time that you're not going to say tachanun, then you are not going to say it, which would include at the time of a Suda's mitzvah. If you're going to have a Suda's mitzvah, so at that Suda, you're not going to say it also, because that itself is a time of a happy time that you would not say tachanun. If you were, let's say, a mincha, normally after a bris, we do say tachanun. But let's say the mincha is at the bris Suda, you would not say tachanun. You would not say tachanun at that mincha. So too would be shira malus at such a Suda. Same thing with Suda's malava melka. We say shira malus. And the same thing would be if you have a Suda after chatzos on Erev Shabbos. Since after chatzos on Erev Shabbos, we don't say tachanun at mincha. So you would say shira malus at such a Suda. Point out that if you look in Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, Dira Masel Shira Malus, he points us out, and this was one of the most misread Rav Nevinzal, maybe the most misread Rav Nevinzal Ha'ara. Very, very few people have read this correctly. Let's go through it, and I'll show you how to read this inside. Shira Malus says like this: Kol Suda Sheish B'Achilasa Mitzvah. Any Suda that has a mitzvah connected to it, Kesudas B'Chanukas Bayis Be'Eretz Yisrael. Like if you have a Chanukas Bayis, which means when someone moved into a new house in Eretz Yisrael, you're supposed to make a Chanukas Bayis. Now, in Chutz La'aretz, the problem is, yes, on one side we're happy you bought a new house, very nice. However, you bought in the wrong place. It's in Chutz La'aretz. It's not such a simcha, it's something sad, a little bit, that you're going to buy a house in Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, that in of itself, of moving into a new house in Chutz La'aretz, is not enough reason to say Shira Malus, because it's not enough simcha. Therefore, however, oh, b'chutz la'aretz, meaning, or if you buy a house in Chutz La'aretz, you have a Chanukah Zabayis, im omrim but divrei Torah, nechshevis l'sudas mitzvah yomer Shira Malus. Then, it'll turn it into a sudas mitzvah and Shira Malus. The buying of the house plus the divrei Torah will turn into a sudas mitzvah, you'll say Shira Malus. Unlike most people read this Ha'ara saying that, hey, look it, if you say divrei Torah in Chutz La'aretz at a Suda, at any Suda, then you would say Shira Malus. That's incorrect, because obviously that would be very illogical. Chutz La'aretz, you say divrei Torah at a Suda, you would say Shira Malus, but in Eretz Yisrael, if you say divrei Torah, that's not a mitzvah. That's obviously not what Rav Nevinzal is saying. He's saying it's one read altogether. In Chanukah Zavayis Eretz Yisrael, O Chanukah Zakayiv Be Chutz La'aretz, Imam Ra Divrei Torah, Nechshevus L'Sudas Mitzvah, V'yomru Shira Malus. V'chein Adudin, B'Suda Shinitza Ba'orech Ani, if you have an Ani at your Suda, that is also like a Suda's mitzvah they are giving to the Ani. Elin Kain, Rav Nevinzal writes, Ish Chashash Ani Yifkabe Mizah. If the Ani is going to know you're saying Shira Malus because he's there, that is not something appropriate to do. Okay, so you have to be a Chacham also. So that's this Ha'ara in terms of Shira Malus Al Noras Bavel. Once again, this is an important thing to try in Mikayin to be Yotzi Sif Gimel. Now we're starting out Sif Hey. After we discuss things that are tachanunim, so now we move into korbanos. Where does korbanos lead us over here? It says over here, which korbanos? It says tov lomar. It is a good thing to say. Notice the lashon parshas akedo, who parshas aman vaser sadibros. It's a good thing to say the paragraph which is called parshas akedo, which talks about akedos yitzhak, the parshas aman which talks about the falling of the man in the midbar, and vaser sadibros in the parsha that has the aser sadibros in it. Who parshas ola umincha ushlamim vechatas asham, and then getting into more specific different korbanos, it's the parsha of the ola korban, ola korban mincha, korban shlamim, korban chatas, and the korban asham. Okay, so these things are important to say in terms of korbanos. However, over here, if you notice, lashon tov lomar means that it's a good thing to say. That does not mean it's a requirement. So this would fall under tachanunim, like we learned in Sif Dalet. There are things that are not required to say. And this Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal points out, because later on, in Sif Mem Vav, we're going to see that when it comes to the parsha of the korban tamid, it's not going to say tov lomar. It's going to have a different lashon over there, because the parshas haTamid is a chiyuv to say every day. Look at Rav Nevinzal inside tov lomar. Dainu minag velo chov. Over here, it's a minag. It's not a chovah to say. Aval parshas haTamid. However, the three things that Rav Nevinzal holds are requirements based on the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is parshas haTamid, Perek Ezem Mekom, which is the bunch of Mishnayis, which starts Ezem Mekoman. Okay, there are many, many Mishnayis over there. Ubraisa de Rabbi Yishmael, and the Braisa of Rabbi Yishmael, these things are connected to the Korbanos. These things are required to say, so if you ask which Korbanos are required today, those three things, the Parshas Tamid, okay, by the Sherish of the Lord, Savas, Ben Yisav, and Artaliyev, it's Korbani Lachmi, Mechule, Mechule. Okay, then you have Ezem Mekom, Shal Zvachim, Kodshi Kodashim, Mechule, Mechule. You have all those Mishnayis to start with Ezem Mekoman, and then you have the Braisa de Rabbi Yishmael. These things are Chovra, La'omra, Mechol Yom, says Moreno Rabbein. Chovra, La'omra, Mechol Yom, says Rav Davidson, Kimavor, B'shulchan Aruch, Simen Memches, sorry, Simen Memches, V'simen Nun, those things are required to say. Masha Enkin over here, these things are going to be optional to say over here. That's why the Lashon over here, and therefore comes out the Nafka Mina also. The Nafka Mina B is... The Mishnah Bura in the end of Sif Katan Yud Zayin, sorry, later on in Sif Vav, which is a continuation of what we're talking about, the Parshas of the Korbanos, says over here, Mishu Avel Lo Yomar Parshas of Korbanos. Someone who's an Avel, he is not allowed to say Parshas are Korbanos. The same thing, and Tisha B'Av would be the same thing, Avelus and Din of Avelus, you don't say Parshas HaKorbanos. However, as once again, Rav Nevinzal points out over here, the reason being is that in Avel and on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to say. You're not allowed to say extra things that are psukim, because you're not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to learn Torah when you're in Avel. So therefore, as Rav Nevinzal points out over here, only things that are not a chiyuv to say, you're not allowed to say. And that's why it's over here. The korbanos that are mentioned in our siman are not chayiv to say, therefore you're not allowed to say them in Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to say them in Avil. However, Parshas Tamid, Parshas Dor Yishmael, Ezem Mekoman, those things are going to be chiyuv, and therefore they are going to be chayiv to say. That's what Moreno Rabbein Rav Nevinzal, Dira Masal, Parshas. And Sivkat Yedzayin says the Hainu Korbanos and Adava Shemir Sam Eino Chova Kedal B'Siv Hey V'Lachain Eino Omra. And therefore, we don't say these things. Okay, V'Chainu Adin Ba'Avel. However, he points out over there Sheparshas Atamid U'Misha Seiz Mekoman U'Barisa Shmuel Multerly Cross Afilu B'Tishabav Shmishum Shemir Sam Chovahu. So once again, that's what's going on over here. These are Tachanunim. These are extra supplications that you're not required to say. Therefore, that is going to be the Nafkamin over here by Avel. And another Nafkamin is obviously you have a choice. Do you want to learn Torah right now, or do you want to say these extra korbanos? That is your choice. The other things are going to be chiyuvim to say. We'll talk more about the chiyuvim. Tommy, Deiz Mekolim, Deiz Rat Hashem, we get to Simon Memches later on. Let's leave that for right now. Now, on the fact, specifically zoning in on the last thing mentioned, or not the last, the middle thing, Aseres HaDibros, that you're most mentioned as Aseres HaDibros. However, that became very controversial as time went on. Why? Because when the Christians came, and later times, what happened was that there are certain Jews, very converted to Christianity, not converted to Christianity, whatever it might be, they started worshiping that Aseres HaDibros. They said, oh, the Aseres HaDibros, those are the only thing that really matter in the Torah. And that came to a lot of Apikorsis and Kofrim. Therefore, the Chubas HaRashba comes, there's also Chubas HaRambam comes, and says, no, we do not say the Parsha of Aseres HaDibros anymore, because we don't want to single it out as opposed to other parshas in the Torah, not to make it seem it's more important than any other mitzvahs in the Torah. Therefore, says the Ramah over here, he says, even though the Rashi seems even more machmer than this, the Ramah says, V'dafka b'yachid mutter lomar Aseres HaDibros b'chol yom. You can only say it if you say it b'yachidus to yourself. Aval aser la'omram b'tzibor, but to say it out loud in the tzibor, b'zman tfila, that we do not do anymore. That's what's explained over here. If you look, it's Sivkot the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot the Ted Zion. He says, Mibnei HaKofrim, because of the Kofrim says, Shiomer Ein Torah Lazu. That's like, this is the only real part of the Torah. Ubifrat Bizmanenu, you see over there in the time, or even the Chafetz Chaim, that was a real serious problem. I would say, nowadays, it's not as burning of an issue over here. Okay, you have the Jews that don't keep the Torah at all, and then you have the Jews that keep the Torah. No one decides to say that the Aseres HaDibros is the only thing that really matters. However, therefore, there are postcards more makel nowadays that they would allow it. However, Moreno Rabbein Rav Nevinzal is very, very machmer. And the nafka mina being is, if you notice, there's a minhag in many, many congregations, is that when you say, get to that Aseres HaDibros in Kriyas HaTorah, what do? The Sibur stands up. Sibur stands up. Says Rav Nevinzal, no, that's not a good thing to do. because of this din over here, is because if you stand up dafka for Aseres Adibros, or even dafka for Az Yosher, any part of the Torah, it seems to be you're singling out, saying that this part of the Torah is more important than any other part of the Torah, and therefore Nevitzel is very against such a minug. Many places they will not do this, therefore that's what the Vipsak of Nevitzel. If you're in a congregation that does it, so l'chori, you should do like the congregation. However, Rav Nevitzel has an eitz in this case. Let's say you want to be your makbid not to stand up for specific parts of the Torah, but you're in a tzibur that does. So you don't just sit down whenever else to stand up. What do? You make sure you stand up before the aliyah starts. Okay, before the aliyah starts. Let's say it's going to be in Shishi. Az Yashir is going to be in Shishi. So you'll stand up before Az Yashir, or before Shishi starts. Not just stand up at Az Yashir. So it's not nikkur that you're standing up dafka for that. Okay, so that's what's going to come. That's what comes out over here, based on the Chuvas Rashba and a Chuvas Haramba. Okay, why do we say these things? What is so important about saying Parshas Akedah, Parshas Aman? So the Mishnah Berurah points out over here. Sifkatan Yigimel, he says over here. V'tam lamirazek kolzeh, three lines down. V'tam lamirazek kolzeh, about five lines from the bottom of page 9. He says, "Ki parses akedah ke liskor schus avos b'chol yom. Parses akedah is in order to remember schus avos every day. V'gan kedei lachnia yitzro k'moshem atzor yitzcha nasho. Also, remind yourself what real mesiras nefesh is. Such an important ingredient in our daily lives to have mesiras nefesh like Yitzchak Avinu. That's why we mention akedah. Parses aman. Why do we say parses aman? Kedei shiyamin shekol mezon atov vayim bashkacha protest, to realize that our parnasa, our food, only comes with siyata d'shmaya, comes from a kodesh baruch hu. Ukedichtim amar b'lo yadiv mami lo echzer. We're about to get to Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, all these things are decided for the whole year. Lahoro shein riboy aishtalas mola mula. Don't think that, oh, but more ishtalas, I'll get more parnasa. No, a kodesh baruch hu is going to decide what your parnasa is going to be. Fine. And then it says, Aseres Adibros. Why do you mention Aseres? It's not to point out these Aseres Adibros are more important. It's a reminder to remind ourselves of Mamad Har Sinai. Mamad Har Sinai is extremely important because that is the Iker, our basis of Emunah, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu transmitted the Torah directly to us. However, once again, it's only going to be allowed by Yachid and not to be allowed by Tzibor because of the Ramah mentioned over here. Fine. Moving on to Sivav. Let's try and over here and finish up Sifal, Simenav. Uparshias Karbanas lo yomar elu biyom. You should only say Parshias Karbanas during the day. Even if I say Parshias Karbanas, if you wake up very early before, as the Nevinzel points out, Dear Ramasal biyom, before Alosa Shachar, you're not allowed to say it. It has to be said only after Alosa Shachar. Okay? So that is Sivav. Siv Zayin. This is a very important nikud over here when it comes to parshas. Why do we mention parshas karbanos? He mentions why we say the akedah, the man, says the dibros. But why are we saying all these karbanos? Why do we say the ashram and the chatos and this and that? Why are we saying mentioning all these karbanos? And the reason is the Gemara tells us that when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, David Melch was very concerned. What's going to be? We can't bring karbanos anymore at the Beis Hamikdash if there's no Beis Hamikdash. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, tells us that any time you offer, that you even say the parsha of the korban, it's ki'ilu ikravnu. It's a ki'ilu that you're makriv the korban in front of me. Okay? And therefore, kishi yisayim parsha zahola, when you finish the parsha zahola, yomar, yiratzom milfanechat yezech, choshuv mekubal, ki'ilu ikravti ola. It should be accepted to you as if that I offered up a korban ola. V'kach yomar kachar parsha zmincho shlami, same thing. Yiratzom, this should be accepted like a korban mincho, like a korban shlami. Minei shein bayin nadavah, because these things, I was allowed to bring as many olas, shlomins, or minchas as I want. So if the Beis Hamikdash is there today, I can bring these karbanas voluntarily. So it should be as if I am bringing these karbanas. Okay, which one is he leaving out? He's leaving out the chatas, though. Why is he leaving out the chatas? Because the chatas is not a korban nadavah. It's not something I can voluntarily bring. I can only bring a korban chatas if I actually sinned. So if I say this should be accepted as if I brought a korban chatas, you would have actually had to sin in order to bring this korban chatas. Probably some of us in our room are thinking that's not a problem at all. I could bring a korban chatas very easily for maybe things that we've done. However, yes, there's a lot of nekudas of when to bring a korban chatas, when to not. So the Mishnah Berurah over Sikon Yudches is discussing. You could say it by the korban chatas. You can't say the korban chatas. He ends up saying, according to some, you're allowed to make it tonight. If I would have been required to bring a korban chatas, so it's kilu I kravdo a korban chatas. However, over three lines down, he says, Al-Kain Hela Magen Avram. Right in the middle of the line, he says, Al-Kain Hela Magen Avram. Dilin Ilchatus, Lo Yomar Klala Yiratzon. The Maganar says, don't say this Yiratzon when it comes to the Korban Chatas at all. Okay? So that is Siv Zayin. Siv Ches. Yomar ima karbanos pasuk v'shachat oso al yerach hamizbeach tzafona lifnei Hashem. After you say the parts of the karbanos, you're supposed to say v'shachat oso al yerach hamizbeach tzafona lifnei Hashem. You shecht it in the correct place where you're supposed to shecht it into the base of Mikdash. That you're supposed to say this pasuk. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here. Why? Sipkaton chaf. Sipkaton chas to eat the medrash. To kol shim oshi shomer pasuk zeh hakadosh baruch hu zocher hakadosh yitzchak. The medrash tells us anyone who says this pasuk daily, it's like that it'll cause hakadosh baruch hu to remember hakadosh yitzchak and have to have more rachamim on us and klal yisrael. Okay, and Mishnah Berurah points out sipkaton to yitess that we are this is our minhag ukayom noagim omar acher parshas atamid. The time we stick in this pasuk is at the end of the parshas atamid. Then you look in your sitter by the parshas atamid, the end of that parsha, it'll say shivashachat otal yerachem izbeach zafonu itneah. Hashem, we'll say this pasuk over there. L'chor, the reason being why they picked the parshas Tamid to say it. Once again, that's the chova. That's the one that we are required to say, as opposed to the other ones. If you're not going to end up saying this korban, you're not going to end up saying this pasuk. Therefore, we want to say this pasuk, so they put it in right at the end of the parsha Tamid. Finishing off the siman, our first siman of Chelek Aleph, says the mechaber over at Sif Tet. Yesh no'agin lomar parshas akir. Some people also say the parshas akir. The kior was the golden sink that the Kohanim washed their hands and feet in the Beis Hamikdash to prepare them before the day for the Avodah. So some say the Parsha that refers to the Kiyor. V'achar kach parshas Chumas Hadeshen. They'll say also the Parsha of the Chumas Hadeshen. The Chumas Hadeshen was removing the ashes and the garbage from the Mizbeach from the previous day. That's part of the Avodah, the cleanup. The cleanup from the day before is actually part of the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. That's called the removal of the Chumas Hadeshen. That's the Chumas Hadeshen. So some say that also. V'achar kach parshas Tami. Then they'll get to the parshas Tami. This is the order of the day. They wash their hands of the Kiyor. Then they would do the Chumas Hadeshen. And then the Kohanim would go ahead. Then and only then they could offer up the beginning Karbanos of the day, the parsha, the Karban Tamid of the Boker. V'achar kach parshas Mizbeach v'yom Mikdar Ketoras. And then they'll say the parsha of the Mizbeach Ketoras, the golden Mizbeach that was inside the building, the structure of the Beis Hamikdash. And they'll say the parsha, the samanim of the ketores, the ingredients that they made to make the ketores and how they did the ketores. Okay, that's just the hemshich of the day. Well, once again, these are going to be voluntary karbanos. These are voluntary, they are not required to say. These are extra things that you are allowed to say. They're a very good thing to say, but it's not something that you would be required to say once again. Adkan for Siman Aleph, and today, have a great day.